What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, 5 o'clock. Good to have you. Mike Stone with me. Rico on vacation. We've talked a lot of football today, honestly. We're going to bring it back. You want to reimagine this Lions thing? Go ahead, Mike. I mean, you know where I'm at, but I'm interested. You have a different spin on this.
Are we doing your...
Now, we're doing what you want to do. You've been in a bad mood all day, and I'm going to turn that frown upside down. Now, go ahead.
The Lions, I believe, and we're talking Trey Hendrickson here, correct?
Tom Pelissero reporting. Mm-hmm. Bengals are listening to a trade. For real.
Yes.
And several teams have reached out with offers. That's where it stands. Lions are not reported as one of them.
Correct.
We don't need to go down this road again.
No.
But you have a different thing you want to do.
Yeah, because what it's going to take, I think Diana Rossini said the asking price was a first-round pick and a young defensive player. Okay. Hypothetically, because we don't think they would do it. Okay? We have to throw that out right there. Would you, as a Lion fan, 248-539-9797. Here's the question. Would you rather have two elite defensive ends or two elite safeties? In saying that, the other question is, would you, and it's no, shade thrown at this person because he's really, really good, all right? Would you trade Brian Branch and a number one pick to the Cincinnati Bengals for Trey Hendrickson on the assumption that he's going to sign for multiple years? And my answer to both my little questions is yes. As good as Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph are, probably you might find another pair somewhere. Probably the two best safety combinations in the National Football League, if not the best one of them. Top two or three, right? Would you trade, would you rather have that or Hendrickson and Hutch, the 2H club? And the answer is yes. I'd rather have Hutchinson and Hendrickson. Because I think the safeties, as important as they are, if the quarterback can't throw the ball, what good is a safety, right?
The problem I have in all of this, and I'm not going to bring it back to where I was with the topic earlier. The topic earlier, if you missed it, was just simple. Are you okay that this team's not all in? That they are one of the best teams in the league, but they're not all in and doing everything they can to win a Super Bowl. They're just not. And they hide behind, well, you don't understand the cap. No, we understand it just fine. Well, we have bills due. Well, a lot of those are self-inflicted. Nobody told you to sign all your own players. And also, oh, well, why can't you just be happy with Hutch? Well, because there's an opportunity to go all in and create a monolith.
Right. We're not making up the fact that this player is available.
Correct. Look, Mike. On surface, I don't hesitate from your question because there are very few players that are non-starters for me, right? Very few players are untradeable. You know, I'm not trading Penei Sewell. I'm not trading my quarterback. I'm not, you know what I mean? Those players are untouchable.
Right.
Like, I'm not trading Aiden Hutchinson. When you get down to it, you know, you have to look a little bit ahead, which is, am I going to pay Brian Branch? Jack Campbell's another guy. You know, you can say it's Jack Campbell's defense, but if the Bengals called, and mind you, the Bengals got rid of Jermaine Pratt, their team captain and a linebacker. They have a need at linebacker. If they called and asked for Jack Campbell in a one, it's not supposed to be an easy decision based on you're acquiring an all-pro guy who led the league in sacks last year player. And you do have to pay him and pay him real money. Now, that doesn't bother me, and there are where there's a will, there's a way. But I think it's asking the people is more impactful because, for me, I don't get attached to players. Players are commodities to me. There are no you don't get attached to it. There's nothing emotional there for me. I don't wear the jersey. I don't worship him. You know, you don't want to know most of the players in pro sports. You'd be very disappointed at the reality. So for me, they're nothing more than commodities. They're production quotients. And I'm willing to trade. I'd trade my mother for a Super Bowl. So I'm not the person to talk to. Talking to the listener, they're going to have more of an emotional attachment.
Right.
For me, it's a no-brainer. Because ultimately, there is nothing that Brian Branch will do that would remotely compare. There is nothing that the 26th pick in the draft will do that will remotely compare to the down-in, play-in, play-out effect of reinvesting in Aiden Hutchinson with Trey Hendrickson would have. I would argue to you, the only comparison for this, I have two. If you want a historical one, I'll offer you the Broncos with the Defoe line that was DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller in his prime. Super Bowl, and you couldn't block them. If you want the modern equivalent, it would be what Houston has put together with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if the refs didn't bone them seven ways to Sunday, they beat the Chiefs. As injured as they were, Chiefs couldn't block them. So I'm a yes. I'm not flipping about it.
No.
I love Brian Branch. But, yeah, I do that deal.
248-539-9797. Would you, Lions Nation, make that trade?
I don't think they would. I think they're happy paying increased prices and just staying good, and they're happy ESPN talks about them. I don't think they're all in to win a Super Bowl. I don't think this fan base even understands what's going on.
Kevin, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Basically the way I see this, you know, with you guys said Parsons and Hendrickson, you know, if for Hendrickson, so it's all about Parsons for me. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. I'd give up three first rounders for him and call me crazy.
But he's not available.
I just feel that. I thought you guys brought up Parsons.
No.
Okay, well, for Hendrickson.
Yes.
Okay, well, for Hendrickson.
Hendrickson's a part of the Pelissero report.
Right.
Where, Kevin, they're listening to trade offers.
Yes. And like you were saying, like, I would give up a first and Campbell, and I wouldn't even think twice about it. I wouldn't give up. I don't know. It'd be difficult to give up Branch, but honestly, I do truly believe there is a window with teams, and I think I would make the trade then. I would do it, a first and Campbell initially, but if not, then I would do Branch because it's all about the pass rush up front. And people can say, you know, well, the Bears traded for Khalil Mack years ago and didn't win anything. Well, he didn't have anyone opposite him that was ultra talented, so
they didn't have a real good quarterback either.
Well, yeah, but it's just like you think Hutchinson and then Hendrickson on the other side, and I mean, now's the time to win it. It's now. It's,
yeah, and you would create something that I think is just a non-negotiable. You would create something very similar to at the peak when Dallas had their great O-line together with Tyron Smith in his prime and Zach Martin in his prime and Travis Ferguson before he got sick and had to retire from football. Like, though creating those types of units, those types of positional groups, it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
And it is cost prohibitive. There's no question.
And it's scary for the other team who has to sit and prepare for this.
Correct. But again, I think anything but a Super Bowl is a failure at this point. You know, we've gotten the playoff victory and we've gotten the national praise. We've gotten the primetime games. We've won a bunch of regular season games. There's nothing else. And at the end of this, they're going to enter this season with $42 million in cap space. Oh, that's going to be Hutch's money. Yeah, well, great, but the money doesn't roll over.
No.
And ultimately, you can create more cap. Do you know how much the cap went up this year, guys? Almost $25 million. Even if it goes up half of that, it will go up more in a two-year span than what it would cost you to get Trey Hendrickson. Just on increase alone. The cap is headed for $300 million next year. So I don't get why you wouldn't go all in and try this. You know, there aren't teams with the cap space to do it, meaning the Eagles have already leveraged themselves to a point. And look, they got two Super Bowls in this window and appeared in a third, okay? It worked for them. Eventually, you get to a point where the cap's real. No doubt. That's how they had to let Milton Williams go. That's how they had to let Josh Sweat go. The point I'm making is you're not at that point. And you've decided to keep everyone at every turn. Well, guess what? You're not going to keep doing that for long.
Right. And as good as Williams and Sweat are, they're not superstars.
No. And that's the problem, is ultimately you planted a flag with Kirby Joseph in the secondary. You can't pay everybody.
No.
So if they wanted Brian Branch and picks, sadly, I'd give you him, his mouthpiece and his helmet. And it's time. I want the dominators up front.
Me too.
Especially if you look at what the D-line would be on a play-in, play-out basis of Trey Hendrickson, Ali McNeil, Tyleek Williams, and Aiden Hutchins. That's really, really scary.
And you could actually use Davenport to give these guys a little breather.
Well, there you go.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, David, give me a few ticket texts. We'll get to the people. Coming up next, Stoney's going to give you his favorite 70 sitcom power rankings. I really don't know what you people want to do. Maybe it's Stoney's opinion on breast milk ice cream. That's making the rounds in the papers today. I don't know what to say.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you haven't seen that? That's a big thing in all the newspapers today.
Okay.
A couple NBA players responded to that deal. Yeah, it's a thing you can buy. I don't know. Don't look at me. David, go ahead.
Is it chocolate milk and regular milk?
Okay. God, take me now. I don't understand how you can't talk NFL football and engage. Go
Branch
ahead.
Is untradeable for me. I'd give up Kirby or Jack Campbell first. Lose Jack and re-sign Anzalone. It's a nice 2-year deal.
Yeah, well, of course you'd give up Kirby. You just paid him. Right. That's not what the Bengals are interested in.
No, Bengals don't want to pay anybody.
I would not trade Brian Branch. However, I would give up another young player on our list. I just don't want to give up Brian Branch. That is from Nick in South.
Then just say no.
Who's the player?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Here's how, you know what you sound like? Fantasy football guy. Here, I'll trade you crap for Saquon Barkley. Well, that's not how it works. Oh, here's my trade block. It's all this garbage, and you leave all the good players off. What do you think this is? You think the Bengals are like St. Jude? You think they're running a charity? It's supposed to hurt. You're getting an all-pro pass rusher. Look, let's face it. This organization doesn't have the balls to do it anyways. So it doesn't matter, does it? But bottom line is, Stoney made what is it fits the report from Diana Rossini.
Right, we're not making up stuff.
No, and the Tom Pelissero thing.
Right.
Look, I didn't bring it up. He says that they're listening to trade offers and several teams have reached out with offers.
I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about Hendon Hooker anymore, okay? I do have a tweet I'd like you to read, though.
Oh, goody.
Well, this is a response to that I said that I was going to be on today. Somebody says, allowing Mike to say the Lions and Brad don't go all in is weak. We've made calls for top edge rushers, but trades take two sides. The town is obsessed with two elite rushers because of the media. Prior to the injuries going off the rails, the defense was rolling, and he does have some statistics for DVOA and EPA, the games 1 through 12 or 1 through 13, and then the rest of the season, which support his argument. And it's true, the defense did get off the rails with all the injuries, but that doesn't
answer the question. What is this, pepperoni roll 10-12?
No, he has his name, Cody.
Okay, Cody, let me help you with something. First of all, I picked him to win the Super Bowl last year. Okay? So you can just back up right there. Second of all, the injuries did happen. Okay? I can't change last year.
No.
Now we're going to this offseason. What calls have they made? What heavy pursuits for edge rushers have they made?
Well, I know he did say they did call and inquire about Myles Garrett, but
fine enough.
Knew. Yeah.
Fine enough. The point is, it's a pass-fail league. Hey, here's an idea. Kenny hosted a radio show, and he really tried hard, but the show got canceled. That's real life. It's pass-fail. You don't try to be entertaining. You are or you are not.
What was the name of the show? Thumb Life?
No, okay. Just please. The point is, Cody's doing whataboutism. Lions fans, I got to break it to you. I know this is hard. Nona's dead. That's why she hasn't been at Sunday dinner since last January. She's effing dead. She's in a box and she's bones. Her smile's not a smile. It's a skull. She's dead. Last year is dead. And the rosary you buried her with, it's there. It's inside her rib cage because it's all bones. She's dead. Enough about last year. You had an opportunity after last year to go all in. You didn't. We don't need to make things up. So when Pelissero makes the report and the Lions aren't featured, they're not one of the teams, nor have we seen a report. Please don't tell me what you tried to do in years past. It's a pass-fail thing. The Eagles didn't try to get Saquon Barkley. They didn't fantasize about Saquon Barkley. Howie Roseman didn't sit petting his sub sandwich in a hotel room about Saquon. He went out and got Saquon. He didn't think about A.J. Brown. He got A.J. Brown.
Boy, what a one of the worst trades in Tennessee.
The point I'm making is this town is just, they can't get out of last year. It's over. Grandma's dead. We're on to the next. I'm hoping like hell this team can make a run. But guys, you didn't go all in. Hey, Cody, what's your cap space look like? What all-in team rolls in with 45 mil?
None.
Oh, but next year, our effective cap, that's assuming you don't restructure Goff and you pay him $75 million next year. That's never happening.
No.
That's assuming the cap doesn't go up. Also never happening. So I'm not going to have some, how many characters do they allow on Twitter now?
I don't even know.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do this 90-word blurb when it's really a more nuanced conversation. But please, supply more DVOAs from October before players died, as if that's relevant to the discussion. It's not.
Let's go to Joe in Grosseal. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. With all due respect to the highest profile personalities on this radio station, I am not giving them Brian Branch or Aiden Hutchinson for Trey Hendrickson.
Whoa. Nobody ever said trading Aiden Hutchinson. Mike said that he would never.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand. I would give them anybody on defense other than those two, other than Branch or Hutchinson. You can take Kirby Joseph. You can take either Campbell, Jack or Dan. I don't care. Okay? But I'm not giving up on Brian Branch. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. You don't have to. Listen, you have a right to the opinion. You're not crazy or bad or mean. You're giving rationale to it.
Right.
Joe, my whole point to you is this. You see how the Eagles, Rams, and Niners over the course of a six-year period have approached winning a Super Bowl in the NFC, right? So the point I'm making is, you're not doing it that way, and I don't like the smartest guy in the room stuff. What are we scared of? You've drafted so well, and sadly, you're not going all in. So now the bills are coming due. It's going to blow up at a certain point, so why not put yourself in the best spot to give this year this unbelievable effort to go get it? That's what upsets me.
So, Joe, you'd rather have two elite safeties than two elite defensive linemen, defensive ends.
In today's NFL, yes, I would.
Okay.
And I'd even give them Kirby Joseph if they wanted him.
Yeah, but he's paid. The Bengals can't afford him.
No, they're not. I just love Branch.
We do.
That's okay.
Right.
I like how that guy's tough as nails.
This has nothing to do with Brian Branch.
You are welcome.
Brian Branch is great.
You're welcome to say no to it.
Yeah.
The point is, can't say no to something if you never called.
Yes.
Show me a report they called. Because bottom line is, if the Lions made a blockbuster offer, I hate to break it to you, it would leak.
Yes, it would.
So they didn't call. And Brad Holmes went on a pod and said, you don't get the cap. Brad Holmes came on this station and said, why can't you just be happy with Hutch? Is it like this in other markets? Yes, it is, Brad. You know, case in point, why did the Giants draft Abdul Carter? They already had Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau. I guess we're stupid, right? No, the whole point is you can't have enough pass rushers. And reality is, here's the best part. Where are all the people who yelled at me coming out of the draft? They got the steal of the draft in El Hasamin. Yeah, well, great. He's dead now.
I know.
Again, your answer was reinvesting in the Marcus Davenport business. A player that in his career has, I could pull this up. He started 3 games in 2 years. And he has missed the vast majority of his games as a pro. He hasn't had a real season in 5 years.
But he looked good in those few games before he got hurt there, Mike.
Fantastic. But availability's a skill.
I know.
I'm happy to have Marcus Davenport as a part of my team. But I can't depend on him as a 60-snap-a-game guy.
Not for 17 games.
Wouldn't his track record suggest I can do that?
Nothing. It doesn't.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, let me get to the people. We'll get some ticket text in the mix, football today, and then the big finish headed into Tiger baseball. Also, anybody want to yell at me about Chris Paddock?
Nope. He pitches good every other game.
Stoney's terrible. He's been terrible his whole career. We're in like a simulation with people. It's like, guys got a career 5 ERA. He's not very good. Yeah, but he pitched good the other night. Okay. Are you starting him in a playoff series?
No.
And by the way, hey, Charlie Morton might want to pitch good. Okay, let's go to Tim, 97.1. Sorry about that, Tim. Welcome.
Hey, not at all. How are you guys doing?
Good, Tim. What's the word?
Well, you know, great discussion today, but I'm wondering why when we talk about an offer to Cincinnati, who, you know, obviously needs defensive talent, you know, bodies, instead of Branch and Campbell, why aren't we talking about Terrion Arnold? You know, if Cincinnati wants a player, a defensive player or two, and maybe they want a first, or maybe it's a second next year and a third the following year, why could not the centerpiece of that be Terrion Arnold? And you throw in an Ukwu or whatever, you know, maybe a Pascal. I don't know. He's kind of damaged goods. But why not Terrion Arnold, guys? Well, I think Branch and Campbell are better.
I'll give you just one quick answer. Because Terrion Arnold was awful last year. Now, I still believe he can bounce back, Tim, and he can have a really nice career. And I'm not knocking the draft pick in any way, but he wasn't good.
No.
If I'm Cincinnati, I'm giving you an all-pro defensive end. I don't want someone who was bad last year and I'm in hope mode. No, I want the goods. So I understand what you're trying to do, and I'm not mad at it. But if I'm Cincinnati, I'm not interested in that.
Well, let me ask you, and I understand what you're saying, Mike. And, you know, Cincinnati is not particularly known for being that smart or perceptive when it comes to personnel. Right?
Hey, Tim, I'll tell you what. You want to pick up the phone and lowball them? Be my guest. I got no problems with it. I was just shooting you straight on what my response would be.
No, I'm hearing you. But, you know, let me talk volume. You know, let's say, okay, Terrion Arnold still has some flash from the, you know, draft night being in Detroit, et cetera, Alabama. And then you say, hey, Cincinnati, you need a lot of guys. So, we're going to throw in addition to the, you know, the second next year and the third the following year. Okay, maybe we'll make it a first. But we'll throw in some bodies like Mitchell Agudé, Isaac Ukwu,
maybe
a damaged Josh Pascal. You don't think that could
happen? Tim, now you're operating a recycling center, Tim. That's, go ahead, Stone.
Now you're one garbage. You want guard. They're not taking your garbage. And not saying that those guys are garbage, but they're depth players.
Stoney, I don't think Terrion Arnold is a depth player. I think it's a great play for Cincinnati because he's got, four more years on a rookie contract.
Right. It makes sense, but from the Lions' perspective, and I would make the true trade as well, but you're looking at, okay, DJ Reed would play one, and Rakestraw's already done for the year.
Yeah.
Corner's too much of a prominent position where who the hell's going to play there?
If you're just joining the show, too, we're not just like out of nowhere bringing this up. Tom Pelissero, the report, has exploded across every NFL city. According to Tom Pelissero, the Bengals are listening to trade offers actively on Hendrickson, and several teams have reached out with offers. Now, it's not close to happening today,
no.
But there's no report that the Lions are one of them, and we've had this conversation. Diana Rossini's report of what it would take to get him, a first-round pick and a young defensive player. I mean, you don't want to do it, don't do it. But I don't know what the point is. I don't know what the point of anything is unless you're winning the Super Bowl. 2 years ago, it was win the division, win a playoff game. Last year, it was win Super Bowl. I can't change what happened. Nona's dead. Well, she's at the bottom of the stairs in eight pieces. It's over.
See, but that's the problem that I have. It's because the language inside the organization has changed, and the actions, to be honest, because they came off the NFC Championship game, and in the August 2024 preview of the season press
Super
conference,
Bowl or bust.
It was Super Bowl or bust for Brad Holmes. And then after they lose to the Commanders, his end of the season presser was, I don't believe in Super Bowl windows. So the language and the actions have changed, and now the fans are just following along, and it doesn't matter what we're doing. We're just fine. We're coming back from injury. Everything will be just great. No. Super Bowl or bust means you're going all in. You're doing what's necessary to win that Super Bowl.
I just feel that the teams that end up winning the Super Bowl, it's an arms race. We've seen how Howie Roseman does business in Philly. We've seen how John Lynch does business in San Francisco. And look, they've had a lead in the fourth quarter of two Super Bowls. You can't even get tickets to the game. I know what you're going to say. They lost in overtime, man. What do you want me to tell you?
Right.
And the Rams, F them picks. Yeah. Les Snead. That's the approach that has continually worked. Factor in the way the Chiefs lost a Super Bowl and completely revamped their offensive line. Bold swings, bold trades,
right.
Complete revamp. Factor in what the Bills are doing. Again, just desperately trying to get there. They just went nuts on their defensive line, completely flipped the profile of it. Like, there's a way to do it. And I don't think the Lions are doing that. Now, is there more than one way to do it? Of course. I just think there's good, better, best. I think you're doing it a good way. But I do think there's a better way.
Yeah.
And if Trey Hendrickson's available, I don't care about the cap in 2026 or 7. I'll figure it out.
Right. Nobody's saying that Brad Holmes is doing a bad job.
No, he's done an
like,
excellent job.
Yes. You heard that? Okay. You can use that as a drop. Brad Holmes has done an excellent job. That was Mike Valenti.
Thank you.
But there's nothing wrong with wanting him to even do something better.
This town, there is, though. Why do people still support the Iser plan? Why do people give Trajan Langdon a pass for doing nothing?
Excited about Javonte Green?
No. Why was Scott Harris saluted for the trade deadline by some of the sycophants? And then you end up here.
Who saluted him?
Oh, please, plenty of these baseball nerds. Oh. Oh, and then the fans. Well, I don't want to give up any prospects. Okay, name the prospects you're afraid to give up, because no one's trading McGonagall or Clark.
No.
Or Briseno. Like, no one's doing that. No one's trading Lanier.
No, right.
So my point is, like, the defense of it is saluting it. If you're defending something, it's saying you support it. At no point in this town are fans asking for more.
No. I think they got their Tigers, you know, wish of at least they made an offer for Bregman.
And guess what? I wasn't mad because I think they went too far. And the fact is, you didn't lose out on him because the offer was bad.
No.
You lost out because the Red Sox paid him more than Aaron Judge. But then the deadline came by, and look, they gave you Charlie Morton. Are you starting Charlie Morton in a playoff game?
They might have to, but...
Good luck.
I know. Well, who would you rather have, Charlie Morton or Jack Flaherty? Although Flaherty does pitch good against good teams. He pitches crappy.
My worry with him is, again, I wonder if he's breaking down physically. Yeah. That's all. And maybe he'll go out and pitch great tonight. I worry about this time last year. Why did the Yankees not trade for him?
I know.
It was the physical, the injections, all of it. I don't know, man.
Not to get in a deep dive, but you mentioned the rotation. I mean, Mize is going to be your number two right now, right? And he pitched good his last game, but he's up and down.
Flaherty, up and down.
Up and down.
Morton, up and down. Paddock, down.
Are you going to have the kid Melton?
No, because he'll be probably on an innings restriction, so he'll be bullpen. Now, he can be a fireman for the bullpen, and that's fine. But starting, I doubt it.
I know, so It's going to be a very interesting postseason. Reese Olsen, please come back.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yes, David.
Say, I'm reading some feedback here, and it says that, Mike, you mentioned all those teams, and they haven't won anything.
Whoa.
What?
The teams you mentioned, the Bills and all
Eagles,
these.
Eagles fly. Okay, they won.
Eagles have won two and been to three. The Rams have won a Super Bowl.
San Francisco went to two.
And had the lead in the fourth quarter. Correct. They lost an overtime classic.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a question. You know, where are you at?
Thank you.
You're talking about the guy inside the club who delivered a bad pickup line, and you're standing out on the street with your pop bottle in your hand. What the hell are you talking about? You haven't been to a Super Bowl.
He's not comparing them to the Dallas Cowboys, for crying out loud.
Gee whiz, man.
They defend to no end, man. They defend to no end.
It's crazy to me. We all want the same thing. I just don't. I don't approach it like, even if I have the best team in a sport, I want more.
By the way, according to our very own Will Birchfield, Terrianne Arnold looked really good at practice today. He's forced one back. Tim Patrick was back, too.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Just in time for me to trade him.
I know.
All right, summer's heating up. What do you? Thank you, Sean Connery.
Well, I'm going to start with maybe not an ethnic slur, but Kenny got married, and he had possum at his wedding. Oh. So, no, he didn't.
Fascinating.
He didn't. Congratulations, Kenny, and welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm going to refrain. I don't want to upset Kenny. It's been a very good show today.
Oh, now is the point of the show where you don't want to upset me. Not the beginning of the show with the slander and the possum.
But the beginning was a welcome back.
Yeah,
that's all.
You know, you got married in the thumb.
You all have an interesting way of saying welcome back.
What? That's what you're owed. All right, let's go.
We also found out there were some interesting things about the thumb, but we'll just leave that alone.
Yes,
math. There's a lot of flurs going on. That's all I'll say.
You went to a cheeseburger like festival?
Yeah, it's their whole downtown thing. It's a beach town. It's a one festival a year town that pays for their entire year.
So, how many cheeseburgers did you have on?
I would assume, because it was a 2-day thing that we stayed there for.
All right, ready, Mike? Let's do over under. 2 days, Kenny. Cheeseburgers, not the most healthy thing in the world, something that I would really enjoy. Now, they're big cheeseburgers, not like sliders.
Standard size.
Honestly, I'm going to go for Kenny crushes.
I'm going to go over under 6.5 for 2 days.
I'd say over.
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 Just under. It was 6.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
The fact that he got close to going over.
Wow. Next.
In two days? 3 burgers a day? That's nothing.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my Lanta. All right, just move on, please, God.
Just
move on.
Let's move on to the Lions here. A few things here, and let's start with a few declarations, Mike, that you had. One, Tim Patrick lost his job.
Yes.
Tesla has replaced him.
It's Tesla season. Patrick came back to practice today just in time for me to trade him.
Yes. Timmy toe tapped.
Two, TJ Lang should be barred from spending a day at the lake in Pit Vipers. That tan line was egregious on the TV broadcast.
It's a shame because he sounded freaking great. He's got a huge future in that.
But they went to the booth and you go, who's this guy hanging out at the Chernobyl reactor? Now, the third declarative statement. I never want to hear Hendon Hooker's name again. It's Kyle Allen's job. And honestly, I'd cut him.
Yeah.
But they won't.
I don't think they will. I think they're going to keep three quarterbacks.
But I don't want to keep three quarterbacks. I'd rather keep the extra wide receiver, that Meeks kid.
So would I.
Carry on.
Jansen on the Michigan stuff.
Here's the audio. All right. Here's Heather with the news.
Actually, it was at least... He said less than Jim Harbaugh said. Jim Harbaugh just said, I'm not engaged.
And neither was John.
I'm glad somebody asked the question out in L.A.
Me too. Yes, absolutely.
Now, the follow-up would have been, what do you respond to this quote? Never cheat, never lie, never steal. Oh, it's hard to beat the cheaters. Oh, like, again, the hypocrisy's hilarious. Yeah. And Harbaugh's bosses probably told him you're not going to comment.
Correct.
And that's it. Bottom line.
When does he listen to his boss?
In the NFL, you're a millionaire who works for a billionaire. It's one thing if you want to turn Ward Manuel into your caddy. It's another, you're not going to tell the Spanos family that.
That's true.
Also, who's trying to casually piss off their billionaire boss? I don't think you're going to do that.
No, exactly.
It's not going to end well for you. Also, what may not end well for the Lions is if they don't go all in. That was a conversation within the Trey Hendrickson conversation, because the news is out there. Ian Rappaport reported that they are listening to offers on Trey Hendrickson for the Bengals.
And this time, it's for real. Just the idea of it's not what they're going to do, and are you okay with it? And we've given you what Philly's done, what San Francisco's done, and what the Rams have done. The teams that are making the Super Bowl in the NFC, it's an all-in basis.
And what Cincinnati allegedly wants, according to Diana Rossini, is a number one and a young defensive player. And we addressed it saying, hey, Brian Branch, let's say, or Jack Campbell. We took Brian Branch. Would you rather have two elite defensive ends or two elite safeties? And the answer from me and Mike is two elite defensive ends.
I'm also the wrong guy to talk to. Because for me, it's pass rush above all.
Well, I
so
agree,
I,
yes.
I just want to be fair. Yes. Like you could have, you're like, look, we're going to give you a first round pick in the Virgin Mary. Ah, sold. Done. I'm the wrong person.
Right.
If it gets me Trey Hendrickson with Aiden, I want to pull up a lawn chair and watch the world burn with that front four.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not who they are. This again, it's like when you come to this town to run a team, you get indoctrinated. Here's your plan. Be good. Well, you sure you don't want me to be great? No. Just be good. Be good.
You got to be good before you become great, and they've gotten good. Now let's go further.
Well, speaking of being good, the Big Ten is proposing a new playoff. 28 teams, maybe 24, but the thing is, 7 auto bids for the Big Ten and SEC, and you do not have to be good to then get into the playoff if 7 auto bids for your conference.
Yes. Example, Michigan would have gotten in last year.
Without a quarterback. Minnesota. It would have been between Michigan and Minnesota for the last spot. Both teams undeserved of postseason play.
They're doing everything they can to just turn away anyone who loved the sport. Again, if this recruits new people, great. It's not for me. You are taking the greatest regular season in all of sports, and you've ruined it. College football pre-playoff expansion past four was the greatest regular season of any sport, pro or college, anywhere. And you know what they've done? They've now made it a different version of college hoops where the regular season does not matter.
Don't you think what they're trying to do is because, for the most part, college football, kind of a regional deal, they want to make, they think that this way they'll get more of an even national audience.
I wish they would just take the teams they care about and leave the rest of us alone.
Yeah.
Honestly. Just let the networks pick who they want and move along. Because I can't care anymore. All right, Stoney, hell of a job. You're back with me Thursday.
Back Thursday.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.